Orlai Alonso, I am delighted to welcome you back to the studio and to a new season, all new programs of Música Cubana you've prepared for us.
Yes, I'm happy to be back. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to share with you the Cuban connection, the Spanish connection, the American connection, all of those things that we wish we knew a little bit more about. Now we have that opportunity.
Sunday afternoons at 1 o'clock all through October, we have five new programs. You are going to be playing on some of them, sometimes yourself as a solo pianist, sometimes with your brother Orlando Alonso as a pianist. You've had some big news. You've had a very busy summer, a very busy last few months. Let's talk about, first of all, your debut as a soloist with the Columbus Symphony playing Mozart.
That was a dream come true. That was incredible. Being there for a full house, and you were there. So just having the support of all of our friends, all of our music lovers in Columbus, I was in awe of how much people just enjoyed, how much people like to support each other. I'm not used to that being from New York, but Ohio is a very different place. So thank you so much.
Ohio, and I think really anybody who loves music has taken you to their hearts. Música Cubana will feature your own talents. But what I love about the program is you're bringing us so much music, and I've kind of been around the ballpark, the Irish ballpark, not the Spanish or Cuban ballpark, for many, many years, and you're bringing me a lot of music I haven't heard before. You've brought us music by Ignacio Cervantes and Joaquin Nin and Isaac Albéniz and Manuel Barrueco's performances. So anybody who really is curious about music and who likes to move, who likes a visceral attack to music, will want to join you for Música Cubana these Sunday afternoons.
That is right. If you like to get up and dance, feel free, because we will have exciting rhythms of Cuba. We'll have the most beautiful melodies of boleros, habaneras, rumbas. You will hear it all here on Classical 101 Música Cubana.
You're also great because you're counting out things, and I can't count. So you're giving us the wonderfully complicated rhythms of Cuban music all through these programs. You have a lot going on in your life outside of radio. You're teaching at Capital University, and you're involved in the Franz Liszt competition at The Ohio State University. Tell us about that a little bit.
That's an incredible opportunity for Ohio State to actually be able to host the American Liszt Society competition. This is a great honor for me to be part of the board and help in as much as I can for such a momentous occasion.
So this will be a series of competitions and concerts in Weigel Auditorium?
That is correct.
On the Ohio State campus, October 13th through the 15th.
That's correct.
Will you be playing or judging or both or what?
No, I'm just part of the board, helping as much as I can, promoting the events, making sure that people know about the incredible things that happen at our alma mater, OSU.
Now, you're also going to be at the Grant Medical Center on November 29th and on February 25th, playing an illumination ceremony. What's that about?
Yes, that is an incredible opportunity to raise funds for Grant Medical Center. And the illumination ceremony will be a menorah, will be their holiday party, will be a Christmas tree. It's their way of including all religions in an honor and homage to the holidays, to celebrate all that it has to offer.
You're also performing, I mentioned earlier, February 25. That date is your concert at 3 o'clock at the Worthington Presbyterian Church. What are you playing?
I'm playing with Jennifer Hambrick. Together, we'll be doing some surprise pieces, of course, but the main idea is that we will have narratives. So that way we'll do Eric Satie, Sports and Divertiments, and Jennifer Hambrick will announce them and will narrate them, which are incredibly joyful pieces, as well as poems by Jennifer Hambrick, as well as songs performed by Jennifer Hambrick. So I'm very, very happy to collaborate with my WOSU family even more.
February 25th, that's a Sunday, 3 o'clock at Worthington Presbyterian Church. And if you haven't had enough yet, March 10th and 11th, you will be with the New Albany Symphony at the McCoy Arts Center in Worthington. What are you doing with them?
Carnival of the Animals with you as well. So I'm very happy to work together again.
Yes, I'm the elephant. I'm not the one playing the piano, but I'm one of the animals. That's in March with Orly Alonso, a very busy Orly Alonso. But most to the point, dearest to my heart, is your participation and the impetus for Música Cubana, our series on Cuban music that runs Sunday afternoons at 1 here on Classical 101. And you've got some surprises for us as well coming up in this new season, don't you?
I do. I'm keeping as busy as I can.